This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. We expect to hear from Governor Hochul later this morning on word the game of congestion pricing chicken between the White House and New York State will last another month. Let's get the very latest from our Glenn Chuck.
In fact, the media advisory from the governor saying she'll be updating us on what she's calling the massive success of congestion pricing later on this morning. This after another letter from the Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy yesterday extending today's deadline by 30 days. So then these dueling rallies on both sides of the Hudson yesterday. Let's start in Fort Lee with Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer.
New York must return every single penny they're stealing from hardworking Jersey families after they start ignoring the directive. I'm also encouraging Jersey families to keep track of every single charge they receive from New York on the congestion tax. Starting immediately.
But this from fellow Democrat and Congressman Jerry Nadler, who spoke near the Brooklyn Bridge yesterday.
To Trump, Duffy, and anyone else trying to derail congestion pricing, get out of the way. Congestion pricing will continue.
So buckle up. This story seems far from over. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Midtown.
Well, add to it this. Yeah, those for congestion pricing are planning on kicking up their heels in celebration of what they say is the success of the tolling plan. A foot traffic jam is planned for right under the congestion pricing cameras across from Trump Tower at 1 Central Park West. Ben Furness, the executive director of Transportation Alternatives, telling 1010 Winds.
All are welcome. It's gonna be a total blast. We've got a New York and transportation themed playlist. It's going to be dorky. It's going to be glorious. We're going to have a ball and we're going to celebrate defiance to the Trump administration and celebrating this amazing transformation on our streets.
This is today at 5:30 p.m. A warning from the head of the National Transportation Safety Board that a number of bridges in our area need to be inspected. Jennifer Homendy says only four bridges on the NTSB's list have undergone a vulnerability assessment.
The remaining 68 bridges that have not undergone a vulnerability assessment based on recent vessel traffic have an unknown level of risk of collapse from a vessel collision, which is why we're recommending that those 30 bridge owners take action now.
This comes in the wake of the deadly collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. In our area, the NTSB says the Brooklyn, Manhattan, Williamsburg, Verrazano Narrows, and George Washington are on their list of those that need to be checked. The MTA says its bridges are routinely inspected and undergo regular maintenance and repair. The Port Authority says it holds their crossings to the highest safety standards with industry-leading protection systems in place. Officials added that they received and are reviewing the NTSB report. On this Mental Health Week, an update from Mayor Adams on the city's expanded outreach with homeless people in the subways.
PATH teams have had over 11,000 engagements and delivered services to over 3,000 times to New Yorkers in need. These services include shelter placement, medical care, food, clothes, and yes, sometimes transfers to the hospital.
PATH, which stands for Partnership Assistance for Transit Homelessness, was launched last August. The teams consist of nurses and other staffers from the Department of Homeless Services who work alongside NYPD Transit Police from 8 p.m. to 12 noon. The plea from the Long Island man accused of fatally shooting his father, a retired Suffolk detective, not guilty by reason of insanity. 43-year-old Christopher Miller of Deer Park is charged with second-degree murder in the death of 75-year-old John Miller at their Bruno Lane home. He was ordered held without bail and has another hearing on Monday. A second teen under arrest in the Valentine's Day fatal stabbing of a fellow teenager outside the McDonald's on Queens Boulevard in Sunnyside. The 16-year-old looking at murder, manslaughter, and gang assault charges in the death of Julian Corneal. A 14-year-old was previously arrested. New York City announcing a plan to test metered parking for trucks and other commercial vehicles.
Parking in Maspeth has become a nightmare.
Sometimes I see the tractor trailer, they're just blocking off. They shouldn't be driven that way.
Says Harry, who is used to taking at least an hour to find a spot. The pilot program will give those tractor trailers a new area to park overnight, one of three industrial zones in Hunts Point, Flatlands, and here in Maspeth.
Absolutely, that would definitely work.
Yeah, they should give it a try.
Let's try that, see if it works. I'm all for a new inventions. Yeah. I don't know if they work or not.
45 spaces in each zone, and they will have to pay. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It would take an act of Congress to actually abolish the Federal Department of Education. But yesterday, President Trump got those wheels in motion with an executive order that basically guts the agency. The president says core necessities will be preserved, including funding for low-income schools, Pell Grants, and money for children with disabilities. But here in New York, the teachers' union called the move outrageous.
UFT President Michael Mulgrew says kids are being put in the middle.
You're talking about you're putting the education of millions of children in jeopardy, especially since you just want to disband something and you don't have a plan on what's going to take place at the state level.
He says he's determined to keep fighting for children.
Parents, teachers, always working together, that have always been the front line of protecting our schools.
The United Federation of Teachers Union is joining together with the National Union to protect both students and teachers. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
So we told you earlier this week about a free egg giveaway in the city. That is happening today, and we spoke to the woman behind it. Krista Barfield is the founder of Farmer John Urban Agriculture.
Your local producers, wherever you are, no matter where you live, are going to be the people that are always going to have your back because they are directly growing the food. They are raising the chickens. They're doing everything. So it's just a remembrance to make sure that our consumers know that we are the first line of defense.
Well, at 9 this morning, they'll be in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn at Brown Butter Craft Bar and Kitchen at 413 Tompkins Avenue, at 10 in Astoria at former Prince Abu's Butchery at 3290 Steinway Street, and then at 11 a.m. in Manhattan at Africa Kine. That's at 2267 Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard. We are closing in on April Fool's Day, which is once again getting a special celebration in New York City.
I was born in April Fool's.
Yeah. The annual April Fool's Day parade is marking its 40th anniversary. This year, it promises to outdo itself with what Time Out New York describes as a jaw-dropping lineup of scandalous floats and laugh-out-loud caricatures celebrating the foolishness of the powerful and the absurdity of the world in which we live. It'll step off at noon on Tuesday, April 1st, at 5th Avenue and 59th Street. It's going to march all the way down to Washington Square Park.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.